N4IQ, N4 Italy, Quebec. Someone's sitting on their microphone button. This is N4IQ.
Thank you, this is KK4SAC. Do you copy, Bill?
Yes, I do copy you. Pretty good.
Well, that's good because I had to relocate the antenna, and the antenna now is about 6 foot off the ground, so not the best ideal situation, over. Say again.
But EJ, ND7J, just checking on frequency. You sound good, Paul. There's some background noise there. But, you know, you're 100% copy. I'm just not objectionable. Pick up Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Fellas, I just wanted to say good morning. I will be getting better here in another couple of miles. Go ahead, Bill.
Fantastic. Nice morning. It's reasonably cool out here. And might have to go walk the dogs before it warms up. This is nice right now. So, Bob, I wonder where you're headed. And Paul, what you been up to lately? It's been, gosh, I can't remember the last time I talked to you. Sometime in the last year, but it hasn't been very recent. Over.
I think you turned it over to me. This is KK4SAC. Yeah, we haven't been doing much. Spending a lot of time at the house now, obviously. Boat still in Charleston. I think the last time we talked was when I was on my way to Asheville to get the Yaesu fixed. And that was quite a while ago. But, not too much is new, just waiting to get the house. They're re-siding the house and get my car back Thursday, and that's about it. It's just been horrible here with that hailstorm, over.
Yeah, I do remember you taking your Yaesu for some work. I think you took it to Vlad, I believe. Okay, well, I wasn't aware of the hailstorm. Sounds like you've had a busy time. I had to take my car in this past week to get it worked on. I had a ignition coil that went out. And while they're at it, they replaced the spark plug. Amazing what having all the cylinders firing, what a difference that makes. So, that's kind of where we are. And I've got some chores I got to do today. My XYL in Anderson, that should be driving back today. So, I want to water some plants for her before she gets back. That kind of stuff. I guess you hear my dogs in the background. I have no idea why they're barking. Okay, Bob, go ahead. ND7J, N4IQ.
That's Bill and Captain Paul there. Haven't heard you in a while. Good to hear you. And now I'm heading over to my business partner's. He has a couple of tools that I need. I'm building a dog run, and he's got my grinder. So I need the grinder to cut the wire, the big thick wire. So that's what I'm doing. Heading out to Fairview from my place. And I'll send it over to Paul. I haven't talked to you in a while. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a long time. In fact, like I said, I just got just working on stuff around the house. We're not doing much on the boat. The boat is in Charleston, by the way, and its home port now is Charleston, and that's about it. This pandemic thing, we've stayed home most of the time, and where the boat was the money pit, now the house has become the money pit. Back to you, Bill.
Yeah, it's a deep, dark, black hole. Yeah, that's the way it goes. You got a boat, you got a house, you're gonna be spending money. Also, if you got a swimming pool, you're gonna be spending money. Anyway, good to hear you on. Well, Charleston, that's not too far away. I guess you can run down there if you have to. I think you've had it there before, as I recall. I wonder if you check into the Maritime Net while you're at the house. I wonder if you checked into that. There's a couple guys that on the little net I check into on 80 meters, 75 meters. W4OSS, I think, is one of them. There may be some others, but so I wonder if you're checking in the Maritime net on 40 meters. I rarely check into it, but occasionally I will. And sometimes I hear you or Kim. I've just been getting everything ready here for field day, and I've been working a lot of 6 meters. Bob has been doing that as well. I hear him spotting, getting my calls. He's spotting me on the RBN, pick him up. And that's all I've been doing. Same thing, staying home a lot. But when it comes to radio, getting a lot done actually. So it hadn't been too bad. Go ahead, Paul.
He's up, Jay here. So I'm curious, Paul, are you guys done traveling / living on the boat and you're now back to living at the home? Or is this a temporary reprieve? Or just curious to know what your future plans are and, you know, how things are going. Like I said, I haven't talked to you in probably a year. I think last time I talked to you was a very short conversation while you were maybe just coming back up with the boat. I'm not sure, but it sounds like you've been around for a while. So anyway, I'm just curious, are you all done traveling around, or what's the plan?
Pretty much done traveling around. What we have done is we still have the boat, but I bought a camper, and we're going to start taking small trips with the camper and just go around. The end of June, we are going up to Connecticut, going to spend a month on the road with the camper. And I've got a Eagle One antenna with my 10-tech scout, so I'll be, whenever we set up or get stationary, I'll put the Eagle One up and do radio. And Bill, yes, I do check into the net usually whenever possible, whenever, like the net's going on right now. And I'll read the weather in the morning on Fridays if I'm here at the house. So I'm the weather reader for on Fridays. And yes, this is going to be a permanent. What we're going to be doing is going down to the boat for a couple days, and then coming back up here again for a week, and then then going on the camper, just doing whatever we can do when we can do it. And since my wife's business is pretty much dried up, she's an artist, and she was selling her paintings at flea markets or whatever you call them, art fairs. And since all of that's dried up in Charleston and around, we're just staying home. Over. Back to you, Bill.
Okay, well, thanks for the update. Yeah, everybody's life has changed one way or the other. And, yeah, flea market is the one thing they say would be the last thing to open up. Of course, around Greenville, if you walk around, you never know anything's going on. It's just amazing. And COVID-19 cases are really going up, which you would expect if everybody stopped practicing some common sense. So it's just the way it happens. But that's too bad about her business. Well, you know, that'll be back like everything else, but it's going to take some time. And, gosh, that sounds like fun with the camper. You're going to enjoy that. Our biggest thing is we got all these animals. Just can't go anywhere because of them. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, I love our animals. But that's just the way it is. My XYL just, she just loves her animals. And can't leave overnight, go anywhere because of them. And actually, she is animal sitting for a friend of hers. That have gone off to West Virginia to see family. So they asked her to go dog, cat, sit, I don't know what else, chicken, I don't know what else they got, but excuse me. But anyway, she's there. She came over last night. She's going to come back home for a few hours and then go back to Anderson and come back tomorrow. Crazy world. So, Bob, what are you doing today? You said you're going to be busy next week. You got a project going on? It's remodeling or what?
Into the net, and I can't believe on 40 meters Charleston is booming in. That's really, really unusual. But let's see, there's not much else is new. The camper's new, and by the way, the camper is in the shop because of the hailstorm, and they're having to take the skin off and start all over again on it. But we're going to get it back for our trip, and when is field day over? Back to you, Bill.
Coming weekend. Obviously not this one, but the one's coming up. That's the last full weekend in June. It's always that, last full weekend in June. And it's got modified rules because of everybody hunkering down. So, like the Brewer Club is going to operate, but not everybody is going out there. A lot of people prefer not to go. So the ARRL has changed the rules, so you can operate from home on regular commercial mains. And at the end of the contest, and if you designate a particular club for your home operation, your score will be added to that club. and so there'll actually be two scores. So if you have a club that's operating on field day, actually at field day, there'll be one score for that, and then there'll be a second score, which is an aggregate score of everybody that's operating at home plus what the field day site had. So it's just different this year. I'm going to be operating from the house here. So that's kind of different, but, you know, it's still going to be fun. My brother's going to come over here, and he's going to operate one of my stations, and I'll be operating another one, my normal contest station. Plus, I'll have a fourth station going for WSTJ. So I've got it all set up. I did that this past week. It's all networked and linked and everything, so I'm ready to go. First time I've been ready this far in advance. Well, I'm not going to stay in here much longer either. I have to walk these dogs, and I'm not sure when Lane will be arriving home. I'm going to have to give her a call here, so see what happens. Great talking to you, Paul. And I didn't get anything that that Bob said on that last transmission. It was just really, really choppy. I heard something about a dog run, but that was about it. So, everybody have a great, great Sunday. I think it's supposed to be reasonably nice. Some clouds, but it's supposed to be nice. I'm going to turn it back to you, Paul, because I don't think Bob's going to hear us. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's been great talking to you. Like I said, it's been really awesome getting back on 2 meters up here. I've enjoyed it very, very much in the past couple days. And let me see what else. Oh, yeah, field day. Well, I'll be actually in the field on that day. I'll be up in, up in West Virginia. Or Virginia, or one of those. I'll be in one of those places, and I'm going to put. I've got an Eagle One. I don't know if I mentioned that, and it's real easy to set up. It's a vertical. You just screw the ground rod, three ground rods in, which is the support for the base, and you're done. So that's it. I'm going to let you go. Walk the dogs. They sounded earlier like they really wanted you to walk them. This is KK4SAC, clear.
Good trip. Hope to get your camper going. Before I go, though, where did you occur the hail damage on your vehicle?
House. They're having to re-side the whole height of the side of all sides of the house. The whole house is getting re-sided. All of the gutters are getting replaced. The car has had multiple hail damage. They've had it for a month because they keep going back to the insurance company saying they found more dents. And let me see, the camper was parked here at the house. I keep the camper at the house. And the shed got destroyed, so I rebuilt the shed last week. And that's been about my story since May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Over.
May 4th was with you. Not in the way you'd want. Oh, my heavens. I wasn't aware. I know we've had a lot of storms. I know some of them do have really bad hail. That's too bad. That's got to be really tremendous aggravation. That's just something you don't want to deal with, but if it happens, you got to. Wow, I'm sorry for that. All right, well, I'm gone. Again, have a good time. Sound like the antennas. I'm not familiar with that antenna at all, so sometime later on you'll have to explain that to me. I'm going to get out of here. I've already finished my third cup of coffee, and we're going to head out the door here. Go ahead, Paul. N4IQ.
N4IQ. KK4SAC. I think those dogs are really getting antsy to go for their walk. So I'm going to let you go. And, yeah, the Eagle One, I am very impressed with it. Now, it does take an antenna tuner, and you don't need a counterpoise with it. And it covers usually 40 through 10. 80, it doesn't like to tune much on 80, but I think if you put a big counterpoise on it, it would tune 80 better. It's just a little skittish on tuning them with 80. That's about it. That's the best I can tell you about Eagle Ones. This is KK4SAC, clear.
You and Bob listening. Good morning to you, Bob. N4IQ, QRP.
I think Bob's still in the dead zone, over.